This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1522. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded July 21st, the Accent Station news from Bolivia, Brazil, China, Croatia, Cuba, Hawaii, Morocco, Newfoundland, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Russia, Kansas, Vatican, Venezuela, digital TV in Canada, a clandestine for Fiji, Indonesian reactivated, new schedule for Libya, English from Indonesia, Kuwait, Spain, and Ukraine, and the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer. In the outback of New South Wales, David Sharp has been getting some excellent South American DX. For example, these Bolivian logs. On the 14th of July, 3310.02, Radio Mosochowski at 1140 UT, weak but readable, including Andean flute music bridges and references to Cochabamba. At 11:13, he had Radio San Miguel in Bolivia, 12 hertz below 4700, a talk by a man, very good reception, and a time check, 2 minutes ahead of WWVH, and Ideas Radio San Miguel. At 11:20 on 4795.92, there was Radio Lipes, or is it Lipes? No ID, but he did hear a reference to La Paz, some weak CODAR interference. And at 11:55 on 5952.46, Radio Pio XII, tentatively between two very strong stations, China on 5955 and something else on 5952. Two of those were also reported by Rafael Rodriguez in Bogota, Colombia, a bit earlier, July 10th at 23:32 until sign-off at 23:43, Radio Lipes in Uyuni, Bolivia, on 4796, the program called Sábados Especiales. And the sign-off message came at 23:39. A few hours later, July 11th at 03:10 until sign-off at 03:30, he had Radio San Miguel, Riberalta, Bolivia. At this time, it was on 4700.1. with the live presentations of artists from the station's own theater, accompanied by a musical group at Radio San Miguel. There was a prayer, the Lord's Prayer at 03:28, and they went off the air shortly afterwards without a formal close down. The Amazon service from Brasilia often collides with Mexico City on 6185, but July 17th at midnight 40, I was hearing only music in Spanish and no sign of Brasilia, which, however, was in booming on 11780 at the same time. Theo Donnelly in British Columbia says, did you notice? The next night from 0230 through 0500, July 18th, that Amazonia was on 6195, instead of 6185, but the next night he says they were back on 6185 at 0155. The one-night excursion of Radio Nacional from 6185 to 6195 was also reported in the British DX Club by Alan Pennington and Tony Rogers. I've heard that wacky, wailing Brazilian preacher who speaks a mixture of Spanish and Portuguese, David Miranda, of the SRDA service, who's appearing on more and more Brazilian and even non-Brazilian shortwave frequencies. I've heard him on yet another, 12174. July 15th at 0334, an unstable distorted blob with hum and CODAR interference in that area. And also July 20th at 0523. Judging from previous reports by Brazilian DXers, the signal on 12175 is the Radio Globo Rio de Janeiro transmitter, which has been missing from its proper frequency, 11805, via Charles Gauthier in Quebec, WTFTA, from the website of the CRTC, an update on the transition to digital television in Canada. The transition must be completed by August 31st, 2011. This, of course, affects over-the-air television only. It's estimated up to 857,000 households in larger markets do not subscribe to either cable or satellite, which are unaffected, and they'll have to get digital converter boxes, costing up to $75 each for each television. In smaller markets, some local stations may decide not to convert to digital, but instead rely solely on cable and satellite to deliver their signals. The CRTC will modify its regulation to allow distributors to provide a free alternative to affected viewers in those smaller markets, a package of local and regional stations at no charge to viewers. However, those people will have to purchase a satellite receiver and a dish for at least $300. Ron Howard in California says PBS Nemengu, Inner Mongolia, China, was off the air for about a week, so some of the frequencies were clear for other stations, such as YFM in Sarawak on 7270. But it was back July 14th, that is, Nemengu, at 1208, parallel to 6040 and 9750. And as heard on July 16th, the Chinese service frequencies from Nemengu, 7420 at 1241 to 1300 and 9520, heard at 1241 until 1330. The first frequencies I mentioned were the Mongolian language service. Besides lots of fire drake, Ron Howard in California and I have been noticing some other interference, presumably from China, but it's harder to pin down, over the horizon radar. These typically have rapid pulses covering roughly 50 kilohertz at a stretch, and lately they've even been invading the 40-meter ham band. July 16th at 11:58, I was hearing this between 7055 and 7120. On July 18th at 12:42, Ron had it between 7140 and 7195, blocking Laos if it was there on 7145, although Madagascar was not affected on 7105. The radar was still pulsating at 1408. Some other spots for this in the 60-meter band, 4750 to 4870, Ron heard, July 20th at 1207, blocking RRI Fakfak, Indonesia. Also covering 6035 to 6060, fairly active again, he says, in all the wrong places. One more spot I was hearing it, July 17th at 1122, 7480 to 7530. This was right after a typhoon hit Hainan Island, where the radar is believed to be, but apparently not enough to blow down its antennas. Wolfgang Büchel in Germany notes that Croatian radio's transmitter within the country, not the German relay on 3985, which used to be about 500 hertz off frequency, was exactly on frequency, 3985.00, July 19th at 2305 with news in Croatian. And their other frequency, 7320, was also exactly on July 20th at 0830. By the way, they have a rather strange time signal, as I was hearing it via the German relay on 9925 at 0500 July 15th. Three pips, but they are spaced more than 1 second apart just before signing off. We observed last week that Radio Havana Cuba had changed 6150 from Spanish to English after 0500. And a few days later, they actually caught up with our observation by making that change on their transmission schedule on their website. Check the one presented in the Spanish language. The others are very out of date, but even the Spanish one is not completely up to date. It covers all the languages. Some of the other changes, 11760 has suddenly reappeared in English after 0500 with a very good signal, at least when propagation is cooperating, such as July 20th. And Spanish is staying on past 0500 on 9525, both of these contrary to their published schedule. Meanwhile, missing has been 6010, at least after 0500. That should be good news for the Mexicans and the Colombians. However, on July 20th, we found both 6120 and 6110 on the air in Spanish after 0530. Now, 6110 had been switching to 6150 in Spanish at 0500 in order to avoid colliding with Radio Japan and English via Canada. But if it's intentionally staying on past 0500, there's a big collision with that on 6110. With Cuba, you never know whether what they're doing is just a mistake or a deliberate change. It was almost exactly a year ago when RHC made a number of unexpected changes, nominally prompted by the situation in Honduras. Via Mike Brand and Mike Baraclough, their plans for an uncensored Fiji radio station offshore. Radio Australia News reports that an Australian-based opponent of Fiji's interim government wants to set up the floating radio station to broadcast uncensored news into the country. The president of the Fiji Democracy and Freedom Movement says the idea is to put an antenna on a ship located in international waters outside Fiji's legal jurisdiction. Not exactly a new idea, but it would be new for Fiji. I say, why bother? Radio Australia and RNZI, no doubt, in boom to Fiji on shortwave, and there have been no reports of any jamming. If you're hearing this before 18 UT July 22nd, check the frequencies of WWV and WWVH. They've been announcing that for 1 hour at 18 to 19 UT on that day, they will carry out an experimental transmission of tsunami warnings, apparently preempting their regular time signals. Some hot news from Indonesia via Seichi Hasegawa of the Nagoya DX Circle. Atsunori Shida, who has an excellent website keeping up with Indonesian shortwave activity, reports that Radio Republik Indonesia in Serui, S-E-R-U-I, has reactivated on 4605. Heard July 20th, fair reception with a local ID at 0959, and Jakarta News Relay at 1100. First time he's heard it since May of last year. Voice of Indonesia continues to have its problems. You can never be sure whether they'll be on the air during the English hour at 1300 on 9525.9. And if they are on the air, will they be modulating properly? But everything came together on Tuesday, July 20th for their weekly Exotic Indonesia special, a co-production with RRI in Banjarmasin, Kalimantan. Ron Howard and I enjoyed listening to this, and the reception was quite good, even here in Oklahoma. So good that the main problem was the very heavy accents of most of the announcers. E for effort, anyway, for trying to speak English. They kept referring to seekers in an editorial about Timor-Leste, but I couldn't figure out what kind of seekers until I finally realized the word before seekers was asylum, except they were pronouncing it asylum. Ed Insinger in New Jersey and Jim Evans in Tennessee have been listening to Radio Kuwait's English service on 15540 until sign-off at 2102, but at the end they may switch to a bit of Arabic parallel to 17550. I often listen to it, too. There's not too much else in English available at that time of day and audible in North America. The media magazine you monitor with your mind. World of Radio, number 1522. Consult our website for much more info, especially the archive of DX Listening Digests, upon which this program is based, worldofradio.org. Many thanks for financial support this week from Walt Salmaniv in British Columbia, in memory of his very dear friend, John Bryant of Oklahoma. Also thanks to David Sharp in New South Wales and to Fred Jaudry in New York. You may send a contribution in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA, or via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria of DX Mix News has been monitoring the new schedule of the Voice of Africa from Libya. As we mentioned last week, they suddenly made a number of frequency changes. We hope this is the final version. Transmissions end about 3 minutes before the hour, but I'll round them off. Here we go in Arabic, 04 to 07, 9870 and 9880, 07 to 9, 11630 and 11650, 09 to 12, 17735 and 17740. Then it's Swahili at 12 to 14 on 17735, and next to it, 17740. Another adjacent pair for English at 14 to 16, 15235 and 15240. French at 16 to 18 on 9880 and 11850. Hausa at 18 to 20 on 9880 and 11850 as well, plus Arabic on the same two at 20 until 22 hours. But if you consult the schedule as published in DX Listening Digest, you'll find a long list of collisions with many other stations. Also, Jean-Michel Aubier heard something not accounted for in the schedule. He tuned in the Swahili program on 17735 and 740, July 18th at 11:56, and instead heard some English news just before they went into Swahili. Noel Green in Northwest England noted on July 15th that Radio Mediterranee Internationale in Morocco was not on the air at 06 UT 9575 and was still off almost 3 hours later. He said the transmitter had been low in modulation, so maybe it's being repaired. But that allowed Africa No. 1 Gabon to be heard clearly for a change on adjacent 9580. Wolfgang Büschel says Radio Medi International has been installing a new longwave transmitter for 171 kHz, and this may have been affecting the shortwave site and antennas. Here's a rather unusual application in Canada, or rather Newfoundland, reported by Dean McIntyre. CJYQ 930 in St. John's has applied to go non-directional and decrease its night power from 25 to only 3.5 kilowatts. It would remain at 25 kilowatts in the daytime. They say the reason is that the previous antenna site is unusable due to deterioration caused by coastal Newfoundland weather. And by operating non-directionally, they will have to reduce power at night, since they won't be protecting other stations. Ron Howard in California says Radio East New Britain, Papua New Guinea on 3385 has been signing off at a strange time, but it's always at exactly this same time, 1226 UT. He's heard it on four or five different occasions. They just turn off the transmitter with no sign-off announcement. Edward Kusilik in Alberta was pleased to finally get readable reception rather than just marginal signals from the new Papua New Guinea station Radio Fly. On both 3915 and parallel 5960, Sunday, July 18th from 1110 to 1202 UT. There was a sermon from 1110 to 1131 and a weather report and some pop music. He did catch a clear ID at 11:36. By 12:02, 5960 was still quite audible, although 3915 was dropping off. The signal peaked just before his sunrise enhancement around 11:49. Down on Asunomar Beach, California, Ron Howard was hearing it quite a bit later on 3915, at 13:34, July 19th. Better on that frequency than 5960 with interference from China. Continued from Bolivia, now some Peruvian logs from David Sharp in New South Wales on July 13th or 14th. At 11:28 on 3329.545 Radio Ondas del Huallaga. Fair with an ad string and announcements, all preceded with atención, atención. At 12:08 on 4774.922 Radio Tarma, with news and local references. At 11:25 on 4824.47 La Voz de la Selva, best in lower sideband to escape Radio Sequani, which was on 4826.5. At 11:15, he had Radio Marañón on 4835.487 as a massive heterodyne against WWCR and only partially readable on lower sideband, Andean music. At 11:50 on 4857.437, Radio La Hora, traditional ballad and time check, as would be appropriate. At 11:40 on 4939.975, Radio San Antonio, apparently scripture readings. At 1200 on 4987.55, Radio Manantial, news it seemed to be at the moment. At 11:45 on 5120.42, Ondas del Sur Oriente, with Huaynos. At 11:54 on 5486.567, presumably Reina de la Selva, although we could not get an ID. That's the frequency formerly occupied by that station. That was on July 13th, and on the 14th he heard it on 5486.58 at 11:46, readable despite over-the-horizon radar. Another example of a radio station not knowing the true facts about its own transmissions. Brandon Jordan in Tennessee says the Voice of Russia refused to verify a reception report for 7440 at 0228, saying they don't broadcast in English at that time on that frequency. That's really the relay via Ukraine, which started out 1 hour earlier at 01 to 02. It is correct. However, it was then changed to 1 hour later at 02 to 03, and it took a few more days for Voice of Russia to make that change on its own website schedule. Maybe they'll verify it now. Among other times, Radio Exterior de España makes for excellent listening on Sunday afternoons. Reception is excellent here, direct from Spain on 15110 and 17595, and relayed from Costa Rica on 17850. During the hour from 20 to 21 UT, it's Mundofonia, world music. And in the following hour, from 2105 to 2155, I didn't catch the title of the program, but it was a scary narration and music about the Inquisition, the torture of heretics, which went on long before that in France as well as Spain, and the involvement of various popes. In the background throughout, there was electronic music evoking, I suppose, souls wailing in torment. REE has kept announcing the South American broadcast of its weekly Sephardic half-hour for 0115 UT Tuesdays on 11795, but we've been hearing no trace of it and keep mentioning this. Finally, the powers that be must have got our message, because on July 20th, it was finally appearing, although the audio started a couple of minutes late. A very good signal here, even in North America. Schedule of the reactivated Radio Ukraine International has been rather flexible. Day-by-day monitoring shows variations in languages, times, and frequencies. Kai Ludwig, Wolfgang Büschel, and Ivo Ivanov, among others, have been trying to keep up with it, and here's the latest version as of July 20th from Ivo Ivanov concerning English from Ukraine at 0700 on 11620, at 1900 on 7440, at 2200 and midnight UT on 7440. That's the more powerful transmitter. It seems all our airings of World of Radio last week on the ACB Radio Mainstream were preempted for a special event. Normally, we're heard Fridays, UT, at 0100 and repeated every 2 hours through 2300 at www.acbradio.org/mainstream. Our listeners there may still retrieve edition number 1521 from our current audio at worldofradio.com. Thanks to the age of automation with no human oversight, things like this can happen. A 10-kilowatt station with a 4-state coverage area, KGGF 690 in Coffeyville, Kansas, can run on the air for at least 2 hours Sunday afternoon with mostly dead air. They were supposed to be carrying Royals baseball. Only time we heard anything is when there were local commercials. So they were getting cue tones about when to play the commercials, but never played the baseball game. The controversy about whether Vatican radio masks cause cancer has arisen again. A report in The Independent of 15 July says the transmission masks are causing cancer in children, according to a medical expert before a Rome court, resulting in 6 officials of the station being investigated for manslaughter. Vatican Radio, of course, promptly denied these charges. Wolfgang Büschel thinks they're referring to medium wave 1530 transmitter, which had its power reduced somewhat, rather than shortwave at Santa Maria de Galleria. In an interview on Voice of America, the president of Venezuela's independent Globovisión TV station says he's considering asking for political asylum in the United States. He says he cannot go back to Venezuela, where he was detained for criticizing the government of President Hugo Chavez. Meanwhile, Alo Presidente, the Sunday afternoon show by El Ugaso, finally returned to shortwave via Cuba on July 18th. Had been missing for several weeks, probably started at 15:30, but I heard it in progress at 16:30 on 13750, 12010, and 17750, but not the other two scheduled frequencies. An UNID from Brian Clark in New Zealand on 3289.25. In French with a News Talk format, 16 July between 1907 and 1920 UT. Poor level, but better than he'd previously heard Madagascar, which was on 3288 when last logged 25 April at 1830. The parallel frequency was not on the air at this time, 5010, scheduled to sign off at 1900. So could this have been Madagascar or something else? If so, their frequency has varied. And an NID from Chuck Boland in Florida on a frequency where nothing appears to have been reported lately, 5972.18. A fair-level carrier, he says, at 2330 UT, July 19th. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issued July 20th, A and K indices no higher than 10 and 4, July 23rd, 24th, 27th, 28th, and August 12th, otherwise mostly 5 and 2. Solar flux dropping from 82, July 23rd, to 72, July 30th, to August 2nd and rising to 80 by August 6th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1522.